awaited out of sight in the shadows. There wasn't a sound from above for at least 5 minutes. Then I heard the footsteps, distant and slow at first, but as they got closer, they became quicker. Peter Knott stepped onto the warehouse floor and looked at the girl's body. He only looked at it briefly. Then he wiped his mouth with the back of his hand and hurried over to the door that opened onto the street and climbed through and disappeared. The silly sod, I thought. He's panicked. What a bastard. But I stayed where I was for a few minutes more, just in case. Which was just as well, because a little later Knott stepped back into the light and walked over to the body, and then straight past it, towards me. I stopped breathing. He came to a halt about 3 feet away from where I was. He seemed to be looking straight at me. I waited for him to speak. Instead, he bent down and began to rummage about in the darkness. I smiled to myself. Peter Knott had made a decision.